Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Trying to bring you up to speed here on the takeaway about the terror plot coming out of Yemen, but actually is involves a multinational sort of organization. These were the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That includes people from all around the Arabian Peninsula, including Saudi Arabia. The bomb was made in Yemen. The packages were packed in Yemen and shipped in Yemen, but they made it through airport security in a number of countries. And it was the Saudis who foiled the plot and let U.S. intelligence know. If not for that, those packages may well have been made to the U.S. or been detonated over U.S. soil. To give us more information about how the Saudis both worked to, their citizens worked to begin the plot and how they helped to foil it, we have Gregory Johnson with us, an expert on Yemen affairs, and Carol Murphy, correspondent for the Global Post and Christian Science Monitor. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Gregory, first of all, what does this tell us about the country of Saudi Arabia? Does this give us more reason to fear the Saudis in that there were Saudis involved in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or more reason to trust them?
Well, the Saudis who were involved in the plot, particularly the individual who we think constructed the bomb, is the same Saudi, a man named Ibrahim Athiri, who constructed the bomb that was used in the Christmas Day plot for the airliner over Detroit. And what we know is that the Saudis are very, very active in pursuing those members, their citizens, who are active in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen.
Well, this is also the same man, Ibrahim al-Siri, is suspected to be behind the attempt to kill the Saudi Arabia's chief of counterterrorism in 2009, in which al-Siri's brother became a suicide bomber. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. So this individual has a long history of plotting not only against the Yemeni government and the Saudi government, but also on dispatching some of his bombs to the U.S.
Carol Murphy, Al-Siri, his name refers indeed to a province in Saudi Arabia which adjoins Yemen, which has been an active recruiting station for Al-Qaeda going back to pre-9/11 days. So what's the significance of Asir province and the ability of Al-Qaeda to recruit inside Saudi Arabia?
Well, Asir province is in the south of Saudi Arabia. And it is true that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has gotten recruits from there, and Al-Qaeda in general has gotten recruits from there. However, recent studies have shown that recruits to Al-Qaeda have come from all over Saudi Arabia, so Al-Asir province doesn't really stand out alone. Now, as far as, you know, young people in Saudi Arabia wanting to be suicide bombers for Al-Qaeda, the sympathy for Al-Qaeda and the admiration for Al-Qaeda has dropped significantly since 2001. And that's because Al-Qaeda started attacking Muslims and killing Muslims and started doing violence inside Saudi Arabia itself. So today you see that there's much less sympathy for Al-Qaeda, especially among young people in Saudi Arabia. That's not to say that there aren't some young people who still admire it and want to join it, but the level of admiration has dropped significantly.
Well, Gregory, tell me about the Saudi Arabian anti-Al-Qaeda effort. I mean, clearly they stepped up, they truly created a task force to fight Al-Qaeda after the 2003 attack. But can you explain how it reaches across the border into Yemen, if it does?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to follow up on Carol's point, I was reading this morning, actually, Al-Qaeda had put out a journal, and I was rereading the portion about how Ibrahim and his brother Abdullah Asiri made their way to Yemen in 2006. And just to follow up on that point, Ibrahim was actually born in Riyadh, so certainly Al-Qaeda suspects do come from all over the country of Saudi Arabia. As far as Mohammed bin Nayef, the deputy minister of the interior in Saudi Arabia, and his network of informants and how he's going after Al-Qaeda, he's been very active in working with the tribes in Yemen, in working with different agents that he's running, actually, within the country of Yemen, looking to dismantle, put individuals within al-Qaeda and attempt to really bring down the organization. And, of course, there's good reason for this. Not only is he the most active individual encountering al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, both in Yemen and Saudi Arabia, but he's someone that al-Qaeda has targeted as its number one enemy, as evidenced by the assassination of
Carol Murphy with the Global Post and the Christian Science Monitor. Is Saudi Arabia, are their tactics much more effective at reaching al-Qaeda cells in Yemen than, say, the U.S.?
Potentially they could be, yes, because as Greg just said, the Saudis have had for decades links, economic, personal, tribal, with the Yemen population where al-Qaeda has got protection. And so this on-the-grounds information can be very useful to the Americans who, as you know, have significantly increased their counter-terrorism presence and military aid in Yemen in the past year.
And so what does the Saudi government, I mean, besides, you know, obviously saving lives, but what do they get in this transaction, in foiling this terror plot, and yet at the same time revealing that they're working against al-Qaeda and working with the U.S.?
Well, Saudi Arabia views al-Qaeda as a danger and a threat just as much as the United States does, because al-Qaeda has shown that it's ready to attack inside the kingdom and is targeting the royal family. So the United States, the Saudi Arabia has a vested interest in cooperating with counterintelligence officials in the United States. Now, this is probably the most high-profile incident in which they've been cooperating with the United States. So they're probably going to get some kudos for that.
Okay, but Gregory Johnson, as Saudi Arabia clamps down on al-Qaeda, it is squeezing them more into Yemen and neighboring countries?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second.
Well, we're running out of time, but I'm just wondering if Saudi Arabia's clampdown could in the future squeeze more people out of Saudi Arabia into Yemen, so we may end up getting more multicultural.
I think one of the important things to remember with Saudi's counterterror efforts is not only do they get positive things like revealing these bombs, but also some of the unsavory tactics that we don't often hear about. Some of what goes on in the Saudi prisons often leads to further al-Qaeda recruits. So it's a bit of a two-edged sword there.
Gregory Johnson with the Near Eastern Studies and Princeton University, expert on Yemen, and Carol Murphy, journalist and correspondent for the Global Post and Christian Science Monitor, also author of Passion for Islam. Thanks to you both.